Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October the 9th. Today is the report day. We'll get to that in a minute. Be released at 11 o'clock, supply and demand. Overnight, we had December corn up 3¾ cents at 390¾. December wheat up 5 at $6.25. And November beans up 7¼ cents at 1057¼. We did not see any sales overnight. That's the first time since September or something, early in September, that we haven't seen any sales whatsoever. So that may put a little damper on things out here. The report obviously looks bearish. Corn reductions with a 400 million reduction in the carryout from 2.5 down to 2.1. Bean carryout, the averages are right around 360, which would put it about 100 million lower than last month. Wheat about 887 on the carryout, down about 38 million. Production just a little bit lower in corn and beans. World carryouts down. So it should be a bullish report. I also think that it's going to be a buy the rumor, sell the fact, at least in the beans and the wheat. The corn, I still think, has some upside potential in here. But if corn and wheat break, I'm not sure the corn will be able to hang on in here. We haven't been able to close the corn over 390 in this whole bull run, which I think is a bit of a worry. Funds are long close to 250,000 contracts of beans, 100,000 oil, 100,000 meal. Open interest in the beans is over a million contracts. So I just think it's going to be a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact here today. The only question is, you know, are the highs at 1070, 1080, 1090, 11 bucks? Who knows? So it's going to be an interesting day. We'll see what the reactions are. But I think at some point within the first 10 or 15 minutes, we're going to see this thing sell off. But, you know, I don't know that you want to sell it right out of the boat because, you know, this thing has got some rally potential out here. The funds will certainly try to defend their positions. But I'm just not sure with the pre-hedging for the weekend. The weather looks great for the most part, except for the wheat. So I think you have to be very careful on this report. Certainly this morning, if you haven't protected this rally with some put options, you need to do so and do so before the opening or before the report at 11 o'clock. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.